The two men suffered head injuries that landed them both in the hospital after being attacked and beaten with rocks Saturday during a Phish concert. Both attacks took place around the same time, but on opposite ends of the venue. One of the victims shared his account of what happened on social media. Walking back from the bathroom, Samir Poles says a man who was waiting in the shadows put what he called a bowling ball-sized rock through his face. Poles says he woke up on the ground gushing blood through a hole where his teeth used to be. He was rushed to the hospital with a broken palate and lost teeth. Separately, Joe Allen Jr. suffered a similar attack. Allen has not been able to walk on his own since the attack and is currently recovering at a hospital in Wenatchee. The victims don't know each other, and neither could identify their attacker. Concertgoers reportedly saw neo-Nazis selling nitrous at the venue, drawing speculation that the group was responsible for the assaults. A sheriff's office spokesman says it may just be speculation, and the department doesn't have any suspects. I'm Zach Garner, reporting.